Thank you, Madam Vice President. India thanks the delegation of the Union of the Comoros for presentation of its national report. We welcome the initiatives of Comoros for strengthening their constitution to reinforce their commitment to the universal principles of promoting, protecting, and respecting human rights. We appreciate Comoros for the amendments to the constitution in July 2018 by referendum and for carrying out various democratic institutional reforms in the field of human rights. We encourage Comoros to continue its efforts to ensure gender equality. In this regard, we recommend initiating gender-neutral policies relating to access to education, health, and social services. We also appreciate Comoros for the adoption of its national youth policy in 2017, focusing on education and skill development, health and well-being, employment and entrepreneurship aimed at reducing the current unemployment rate by creating new opportunities. Guaranteed access to primary education for all children and universal access to health care are noteworthy. We recommend enhancing the quality of teaching and adequate training to teachers. We encourage the efforts of Comoros to implement national strategy to combat violence against women and minors. We recommend continued implementation of national legislation to prevent gender-based violence. We take note of several measures taken by Comoros for creating an environment in which the persons with disabilities do not experience any social discrimination. We welcome the national legislation on the promotion and protection of rights of persons with disabilities, which ensures equal participation of all in every sector of the society. We wish